But at London Lighthouse, it was an excellent organisation in many ways. Its ethos was absolutely first class, and I was a member of a team. The volunteers were members of a team with the nurses and the doctors. When I arrived in the morning at 8 o'clock or whatever it was, I would be sat down and the charge nurse would give me a handover and tell me about all the 24 residents, or however many there were, and you know, what their problems were, what their symptoms were, anything I needed to know about them. And then the nurses, you know, allowed me to help them, you know, give a bed wash, turn patients sometimes, just sit with them. David Randall, who founded the organisation down below you, I nursed him when he was dying, and he'd, you know, gone blind by that time, so I could, you know, read to him and just sit by his bed and talk to him and so forth. And on one occasion, only one occasion, I was actually holding a man's hand when he died. And there was a lot of death, obviously, in those days. In fact, I'd never done a count before, but I'd kept a number of albums with the orders of services of funerals I'd been to and photographs of people I'd known who died. And when I was writing my autobiography, I totted them up, and there were, I think, 90 individuals that I'd known either slightly or well who had died while I'd been there. A hell of a number. But, you know, the sadness and the death were overbalanced by, you know, the love and the happiness and the joy, and, you know, it was a unique experience, and I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I really wouldn't.